What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Woman Intentionally Podcast. And I am super pumped about this conversation, even though you may not be, because the world is out here excited to tell your child all about sex in a way that's probably not going to be beneficial mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or physically. So instead of being reactive as parents, I really want to try and equip you with some tools, with some mindset tips, with some strategies about talking to your child about sex. I really want you guys to know that my perspective in having this conversation is based on my biblical beliefs, my beliefs in the Bible, and why I'm asking my son to wait. But I also keep it very real about why we did not wait and what that did for us. So hopefully you can think back on your experience when it comes to sex and how you were taught, how you were informed about making a decision to or not to have sex, and use that as a guideline or like as a strategy to approach your child in this challenging season of their life where they're thinking about all of these things and being pressured to consider having sex in every song they listen to, every movie that they watch, and even at school, okay? Because it's crazy out here. So I really hope that this is beneficial to you guys and that it will help you prepare to have the sex talk with your child. Let's get into it. I'm super excited tonight to talk to you guys about how we can talk to our kids about sex. Not just teens, not just girls, our kids in general. Okay. So tonight I want us to start thinking about that, as we consider the fact that our children are growing, they're growing up in a world that is trying to make them understand their identity and their sexuality certain ways. And I think as believers, it's very important for us to be proactive versus being reactive when it comes to talking to our kids about sex. Make sure you go ahead, you guys go ahead and share this. If you know somebody who needs this, make sure you go ahead and tag them. If you guys have children already, let me know how old they are in the comments. Let me know if you've already had the sex talk with them, or girl, you nervous. Because if you're nervous, that's okay, because that's what we're here to talk about tonight. So I'm gonna go ahead and get started. We're gonna jump right into this thing. So the main thing I want to talk about when concerning talking to your kids about sex, if you did not watch the part one of this, I kind of gave you guys how to get yourself together, right? How to stop looking at your baby as like, oh, my little baby, my little sweet angel girl, or my little precious son, and start looking at them like an adult in training. So this is somebody who's about to go into adulthood, and you are trying to prepare them to go into adulthood the best way possible. And if we keep it real, sex is something that kids get exposed to very, very early. I was researching to see how soon children are getting exposed to sex. And it's by the time they are age 4, they have already been exposed to sex. They've seen a little piece of something on TV. And especially in elementary school, one kid can say, hey, something as simple as, hey, type in porn, P-O-R-N, on the internet, and then bam, your kid types in porn and they're exposed to anything their little hearts could never imagine is on the screen ready for them to take in. So I really believe it's important for us to be proactive. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. If you guys found it awkward or think it's awkward to have this discussion, I want you to let me know in the chat. It's like, oh, it's awkward. It's awkward. I haven't had it yet. What part of this is nerve-wracking for you? I want to know so we can kind of know what we need to tune in on. The first key, I think, to talking to kids about sex, and the reason I feel like I can speak to this a little bit, not only did I go to school for behavioral science and understanding the way people think and things like that, but I've been volunteering at school for the past few years and having these very discussions because girls didn't feel comfortable or hadn't had the discussions with their moms. So they were like asking all the questions that I didn't even know they wanted to ask. And it was eye-opening to what we need to be doing or we should be more proactive about at home. So I wanted to say the main thing I think is important is relationship and time. And like, if you just roll up on your child, hey, I'm talking to you about sex. Are you having sex? You better not be having sex. It may be a little awkward for them to open up to you, right? But if it's something that you're bringing up to them from a young age, explaining their body parts to them, explaining to them about, you know, who should be seeing those areas, who should be touching those areas and things like that, and appropriate forms of touching and all that, you kind of get them used to the idea that, you know, they have special areas, they have private areas. And then I feel like that just kind of evolves into something that's a little bit more comfortable for a lot. I think a lot of times as Christians, we don't want to talk about sex. We act like it, sex itself is a sin and that like it's horrible, when all and in reality it's very, very pleasurable, right? If it wasn't pleasurable, it wouldn't be like making all this money all over the world, and people wouldn't be going crazy in music about sex and all these different things. So to tell our kids sex is bad and horrible, and then for them to go outside of our homes and see everything saying something totally opposite, is conflicting. So I feel like we as Christians, as parents, have to be proactive in telling our kids, like, look, sex is good. It's just not for you right now, you know, and talking to them about when sex would be appropriate, or how they should view sex, or just asking them, what do they think about sex? Like, what do you know about sex, to your 7-year-old, to your 10-year-old? And you'll be surprised what they will start to share with you. So relationship and timing is very important. Timing from young age on all the way up to them getting older. You know, we shouldn't wait until we think or suspect that they are having sex to then go try and put them on birth control or try and talk to them in the moment. No, what are your feelings? Like, it's normal for boys to, you know, have sexual desires, and girls to have sexual desires. Are we talking to them about them, about that kind of stuff? Are we talking to them about how to navigate those feelings? Hey D, are we talking to them about those things? Right now, I want you guys to think back to your childhood and when you learned about sex. Did your parents sit you down and talk to you about sex? Did they have a conversation with you, or did they, you know, try to tell you what you shouldn't do, or just talk to you about it, you know, why you should wait or why you shouldn't wait, or things like that? Did y'all have those conversations? I want to know from the people watching. Did you guys have those conversations? Did anybody talk to you, or did you just kind of figure it out on your own? I know for me, it was more like, don't have sex, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to get an STD. And that only lasts so long. So if we have that type of mentality or that type of approach to talking to the kids about sex, they ain't finna listen to you, because you telling them that they're going to get an STD and they're going to get pregnant. But guess what? All their favorite singers and rappers and everybody that they see on every TV show is telling them something totally different. They telling them that it's good. You ain't going to get pregnant, girl. Have as much sex as you want. Boy, you ain't got to worry about having no kids and all these different things. They're not telling them about the consequences or, you know, the bottom lines about sex. And I feel like that's where we as parents come in. So we have an opportunity to get ahead of that, to be proactive instead of being reactive. So I want y'all to let me know, did you guys have that conversation? And when you were trying to figure out sex, how did you figure it out? Did you find out about sex from like a magazine? Did you find out by somebody inappropriate? You ain't got to tell me this, but like sometimes people find out about it, winged it through my friends. Yes, like, and your friends, our friends are getting it from whoever is on TV and whoever had an agenda on music videos. You know, I will never forget you guys, like, just listening to certain songs, didn't know nothing about sex, but hearing certain R. Kelly songs, and look at it today, right? R. Kelly was doing some crazy stuff, but I remember hearing those songs and, like, my emotions feeling some type of way and me thinking that that was how I would need to prove myself in love. And so a lot of kids are thinking that, a lot of girls are thinking that that is how they have to prove themselves. That's how they have to prove that they love a boy or show a boy that they love him. And some boys feel like that is how they have to prove their manhood. So I think we need to really consider those kind of things. Dee says, it's totally different nowadays. I think growing up, our parents shunned away from those conversations. But with today's youth, it's a conversation that's needed, because so much is available on social media, and we can't allow social media to teach our children. 100% agree, right? 100% agree. If you don't tell your child anything about sex, you just, oh, don't do it, and you just, you know, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to have an STD, they're going to go right on TV and they're going to see something totally different. I mean, everywhere you look, there are buttocks, okay, on screens, on hamburger commercials. You can't even watch a commercial without seeing something sexual on it, right? And so we have to understand that's triggering something, that's exposing them to something, that's making something more normal to them. So we have to talk to them. And like one of the things I wrote down on here, right? Stop, like, be real about it. Like, the key with these kids is being real about it, right? Keeping it real with them about sex being good, about how you didn't wait, what that was like for you mentally and emotionally, you know, what that exposed you to by having sex so early, you know, and tell them these things and
Because they believe that you, they are thinking that you didn't do it. Or some parents I know also feel hypocritical. Like, oh, how am I tell them not to have sex and I had sex? Or I'm still having sex, you know, and I'm not married. Or they may be looking at me like, oh, well, mom, you have sex with your boyfriend or dad. You have sex with your girlfriend. How can I tell them not to have sex? That's something you got to work out within yourself. Like, because in reality, we are setting an example, right? So if we're doing these things and the kids are watching us as an example, we can talk all day, but if they're watching our example, then we have to be accountable for that. So, you know, thinking about what you're doing, how you are living, how you're showing up and representing to them, and then sharing with them like why they shouldn't be doing it, not just don't do it. They said, even the music is different. It teaches our young boys how to mistreat women, and our young girls feel as though they have to show all in order to be wanted and feel appreciated. Yes, it's 100% real. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking about, you know, the same thing about how today's music just, and now it's so many women just being like, oh, have sex, girl. I'll take your man. I'll, you know, do this. And, you know, I'll take him, have sex with him, leave him, get his money and send him on his way, saying all of these things. But I think it's in my mind, I was like, man, women figured out that men have been doing that so long in music, making them feel devalued, appreciated, men in the rap songs. So they was like, men getting rich off of us, I might as well get rich off of us too. I'm a woman. I should capitalize on this. So now you have the women who are promoting that. What it used to be men degrading women, it's women degrading themselves and degrading other women and all of these things, because that is the culture that we are in today. And so, you know, while we can say, oh, it's just music, it's not that important. Well, when your three-year-old has been hearing that version of music all the way up, and that's what she's seeing mommy riding to and bumping every day and daddy playing it, when they see all of these things, it's feeding into their psyche. Oh, well, it's okay that she said that, you know, she's going to be, you know, doing all these nasty things. I guess it's okay. I mean, I hear it in the songs. Maybe it's okay. Maybe that's what I need to aspire to be. And so we have to look at it like these. Like, these are not just words that people are just saying. Like, maybe they're not considering how they're impacting people, but we have to consider how they are impacting children, how they're impacting our children. So yes, we have to be the example that we want them to see. It's so true. I mean, because that's the first example that they are seeing. And I think we got to take that seriously, y'all. We got to take it a little bit more seriously. So good talks. I also said on here, being proactive versus reactive, right? A lot of times people wait until somebody gets pregnant, wait until the child gets pregnant, or you find out some kind of way that they are having sex. Oh, and now you're furious, right? You're ready to just pop off and go off and be angry. But you have to ask yourself, have I taken time to really talk to my child about sex? Have I taken the time to really explain to them how valuable that is, giving it to somebody, how sacred that is? Have I taken the time to instill the value of that in them when I'm not around, right? Because the main thing, right, kids ain't gonna, they're not having sex right in front of us. They're not gonna do it right in front of us. They're gonna be making decisions based off what is instilled in them, what they hold valuable. They might hold certain things valuable in front of you, you know, just to make you happy and to make you feel good. But if it doesn't genuinely become a part of who they are, and we don't instill those values in them, when you ain't there, they turn into a whole different kid. I know, because we did it, right? I did it. And that's one of the things we have to reflect back. What was going on in my mind? You know, was my self-esteem so low that I was, you know, feeling like I had to, you know, act a certain way or be a certain way or try to look a certain way because that's what the boys wanted to see, you know, what they were seeing on TV. Did I try to mimic that so I can get that validation from other people, right? Was I being validated at home? Are our children being validated at home? Are you telling your child that they're valuable regardless of the clothes they have on? Are you telling them that they're valuable regardless of what they look like, how they act and, you know, all those things? Are you instilling values in them that make them, you know, feel as though they are valuable, you know, because clothes and all that kind of stuff is great, right? They can look good, but if they don't have values and good character, it means nothing. So, you know, the clothes mean nothing. Okay. So we have to understand that words carry power, whether good or bad. It's so true. And we really have to understand that, especially with music and the things they're exposed to. Now, when I talk about music, I know it seems extreme, right? It's like, well, you can't stop them from hearing what's out here and all that kind of stuff. And you're right, 100% right. All I just know how I handle mine. In my house, my son never sees me listening to it. He don't see me vibing to it, listening to it. I tell him about it. The times that I heard him listening to something that was a little crazy, I sat him down and we listened to it together. And I would ask him, how would you feel if they talked to your mom like that? You know, like, you should not feel good, comfortable with me listening to this with you, because you see how degrading. I sat him down and we thought about the words and listened to the words so he can know that, man, this ain't just some beats and some melodies that I'm hearing. Now, what he decides to do after that, it's totally up to him, and I respect him what he chooses to do. But as far as the example that he sees, he gonna see mommy having a good life without listening to stuff that's belittling, degrading, and going contrary to what I say I believe. And that's just me. That's me and my walk. So I want to encourage you to examine yourself and think about the example that you're seeing. If the only way life looks enjoyable is by seeing you turn up, get, you know what I'm saying, you know, jamming to the nastiest music, no matter what it's saying, you know, then they're going to follow the same thing. Okay, yeah, I love God, but I like Beyonce, Lil Nas song too, when she said, drop it like a thotty. I want to drop it like a thotty, you know? So we have to understand that what we're doing is making an impact on them. And we have to be very intentional about that. So my main thing here is to encourage you guys to reflect on how you went through your childhood, how you experienced it, and think about what you needed. You being an adult now, knowing, you know, what you did, what you were feeling, what you were thinking, what did you need, right? What was the conversation that you needed to have, somebody needed to have with you? And when should that conversation have been had? Think about that and then apply that to your children, right? Apply that to them. Like, man, what are the things that I want to talk about with them? Like, what are the things I want to make sure that they know so that they're not out here trying to experience? And keep it, man, like, the biggest thing is keep it real with these kids. When I say the rappers keep it so real with your kids, the rappers keep it so real with your kids, okay? So we have to do the same thing. We have to do the same thing, and we have to counter that, because the world doesn't care about your kid getting pregnant or getting an STD or giving themselves to someone and to the point of the person they're giving themselves to does not care about it. They don't care about that. They just want to get that like, and they just want to get those numbers up. But we care about the end state of our children. So, you know, thinking about what we need to tell them, we need to be proactive about that instead of reactive and waiting until something happens and then trying to teach them about sex. Start early. All right. So I told you guys that the next thing I was just going to say, like, understand the fact that either you talk to them or the world is going to talk to them. I've had some parents say, like, they don't talk, like, it's awkward to talk to their kids about porn. I've had peak parents tell me, like, oh, you got to be crazy to think that your child is not going to, you know, masturbate and all this kind of stuff. You know, y'all can call me whatever y'all want to call me on that. And I would rebuttal that and say, you know, well, I'm not going to enable them, because they're like, oh, I just give them the lotion or the whatever it is and tell them to go to work, you know, because it's normal for boys. No, I will never do that for my son. What I am going, if he don't hear from anyone else, he's going to hear from his mom that he can keep himself, that he can wait on his wife. Like, I'm telling him those things because I know nobody else is going to tell him. Right. And I know how valuable that is, even for him and a man. I want him to feel secure in his manhood without having to do that. So I'm telling him these things and talking to him. So, you know, if you feel like you might want to do that, you know, you got to make sure that you ain't watching certain stuff, you know, or you turn the TV off or you take the computer out of your room at night. And if you're struggling with it, let us know so we can pray about it, man, because this is real life. Like, you are a boy, you're going to have desires and all this kind of stuff, and just keeping it real like that, you know, and leaving that space open, right, man? You know, if I'm struggling with pornography, if I'm struggling with this, and my mom said I could come and talk to her. She said it like, it's not weird that I'm, you know, having these feelings. It's not. It's natural. But guess what? The enemy is here and waiting on those natural desires to be perverted. So he's waiting on your child to feel those sexual feelings or feel those desires. And he's ready. He got millions of websites waiting on your child to expose them to some crazy stuff that their minds are not ready for. And then next thing you know, it just opens them up and exposes them to so many things and lack of self-control that they'll be struggling with. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep it real with your kids. Keep it real with your kids. Get to know where your kids are. If you figure out, yes, ready to taint and pervert. It's so true. If you figure out that they are having sex, it's not too late, right? It's not too late. You can talk. You can still talk to them, you know, instead of like, oh, you out here having sex and going, you know, off the deep end. Maybe you can try to get to the root of why you're having sex. What made you want to give that person and yourself, give yourself to that person? What did he do? Like what was so special about him? You know, what was so special about her that you felt like you wanted to do that? You know, and being proactive, man, you're going to want to have sex. You know, like I got a whole boy. You're going to want to have sex. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you need to think about these. Like, who are you choosing? Who are you thinking about having sex with? You know, asking those questions so that he can start to develop this way of thinking for himself, this thought process for himself. Because if I never teach him a thought process behind, you know, choosing someone to have sex with or choosing when to have sex, if I never give him any kind of thought process, what's he going to do? Oh man, I'm feeling like I want to have sex. Let me go have sex. He ain't got nothing in his mind combating what the world is telling him to do. So as a parent, if nobody else believes in your kid, believes that your kid can wait, believes that your kid can, you know, stop having sex and, you know, become abstinent, become celibate. If nobody else believes that, you should believe that and you should be encouraging that. Now, what they do outside of that, that's on them. But setting the right example and encouraging that as a parent is okay. And that's good, man. I really believe that that's what God wants from us. And so we have to be transparent and honest and help them understand why they should wait, right? If we out here talking about wait till marriage and all that kind of stuff, I had girls in high schools, Miss Whitney, it's 2000 and I think it was 2020 or something when I was in the school. Ain't nobody waiting to have sex no more. If I don't have sex with him, Miss Whitney, he gonna break up with me. You know what I'm like? This is the thought process. But, you know, having time to just talk to them and saying things like, well, maybe if he is one to leave you for that, maybe he's not the one. You know, putting that in her head, maybe he doesn't really like you if the only reason he'll stay with you because you have sex with him, you know, like, and now once you give him that, I mean, what else, what makes you so special? What makes your vagina so special, much more special than this vagina that he could go get as well? I be keeping it real with these kids. Do y'all hear me? And they be just like, something so simple as that, they're like, I didn't really think about that, right? Because nobody's talking to them and helping them make wise decisions. Right. Then what? Once you give it to them, then what? Right? Because he, you know, just keep, y'all, we have so many experiences. We have so many personal experiences that our children can benefit from. So instead of acting like we've been holier than thou, Tyree know the deal, okay? We keep it real with him. We keep it real with him about things we've been through, things that decisions we've made, all that kind of stuff, you know, just because we want him to understand, like, we made some bad decisions, you know, and you have an opportunity to do something different. This is what happened when we did A, B, and C. You could do A, B, and C, and you're going to get the same results, or you could try this right here. You know what I mean? Like, you could see the results of, you know, having kids all over the place and not being able to be in their lives. You can see what that looks like. You can think about how that might hurt somebody. Maybe you shouldn't be having sex with everybody, right? So, I don't know. I just feel like I do know. Talking to our kids about these things and keeping it real with them is very, very beneficial. What questions do y'all have or points that y'all want to make? D says, I'm blunt and direct with my son because you won't be able to say you didn't know. That's my thing, man. You will not be able to say you did not know. And a lot of people right now, a lot of people can't honestly say that they don't know because a lot of moms and a lot of dads are looking at this kid like, oh, that's my little baby. I just don't want to see them like that. No, your little baby has all the parts required to do what the world wants it to do. And so you have to be proactive and understanding, like, man, instead of looking at my child, like my little baby, what does this child need to know in order to be a productive adult, to keep themselves? What are the things I need to instill in them so that they can try to make better decisions than I made, right? And giving them the freedom to do that, but at least presenting them with some options and presenting them with the information and tools that they need to do it. Simply wait until they get 16 or 17. By the time they're 16 or 17, it's late. Okay. It's not too late, but it's late. So I'm just encouraging you guys. If you have young kids, if you have kids, y'all, I'm telling you, second, third grade is late. Okay. So, you know, you ain't got to go as deep, of course, but you know, talking to them and helping them understanding what sex is, you know, and if you are a believer, talking to them about God's prescribed way of sex and relationships and how that looks. Like, don't wait for the schools to teach them, because they have a totally different agenda. Teach them what it is. Teach them what God expects, man and woman, and teach them to love people who don't respect God's way, right? Teach them that, hey, people are going to do different things, but this is what God expects of us, and this is why he expects it of us. But people have the right to choose either or. So help them work through that. Give them the information that they need so that they can make those decisions and they can be aware. Mama only told me about man and woman. Well, and then they get to school and see something totally different, and now they're confused, and now they're hating people and angry. No, keep it real with these kids about what is going on, what's out here, and what God expects of us as Christians, as believers. And I think that will help out a whole lot. Talk to your kids about porn. Talk to your kids about, you know, this music. I challenge each and every one of you to take today's most popular song. I always kind of Google what's today's number one song. At one point it was WAP. That would have been a perfect example. I would take the song WAP, sit down with him, and read the words. Read the words. I'm not even going to get started on Beyonce's song. You can take one of her songs, sit down with your kids, read the words to them, and then just kind of talk about it. Open it up for discussion, because they jam into it, right? But that's a good conversation starter. And then you'll see, like, they'll start to, like, feel awkward or, you know, tense up. And that gives you an opportunity to kind of explain it to them. You know what I'm saying? To talk to them about it. And I think that will be very, very beneficial. So, you guys, that's really all I have. I wanted to come on here and I wanted to just encourage you guys to talk to your children about sex. We do a lot of talking. I spoke out publicly about abortion. I spoke out about, I'm always talking about premarital sex and things like that, because I feel like we don't talk about it enough as believers. So I feel like, hey, I'm gonna talk about it. And it's not to be offensive, but it's just as a gentle reminder. Yeah, the world is telling us one thing, but God is telling us a totally different thing. And no matter how far you went, since you can be there and went all the way left, and bro, you can be there and went all the way left, but no matter how far you go, God has given us grace to come back and get in right alignment with him and do things the right way. So, and that's a good testimony. Like, man, you know, I was a little trashy, son or daughter, but this is what that led to. This is where that got me. And this is what I'm trying to do now. That's why I make the decisions I make now. That's why I do it this way, because it didn't work out for me. So I'm just encouraging you guys to talk to your children, ask the questions, allow them to ask questions. Think about what they're listening to. Think about what you're listening to and what example you are setting for them with your entire lifestyle, the way you talk, the way you live. I mean, the way you listen to, the way you dress, what you listen to, what you're riding to. Just think about some of the stuff you riding to, grooving to with your kids. It's nasty, right? It's nasty. But now it's going to be on your mind a little bit more. You might turn it down a little bit. That's progress, right? So I'm encouraging you guys to do that. And hopefully we'll be able to make some progress. I was saying that I speak out about these things, and this is a way that we can be proactive. Instead of just talking about abortion is wrong and all this kind of stuff, let's talk about how we get to abortion. We get to abortion by not having sex. I mean, by having sex, by having unprotected sex, by not thinking about these things, and then ending up in situations that we don't want to be in, and then making a choice that's more convenient. So instead of getting there, I want to do my part and talking about these kind of things, having these discussions about sex before marriage, about what makes us go into that, about how we can change our lives and how we can, you know, start to do things a little bit more differently so we don't end up in those situations. not a popular topic, but your girl does not care. I'm on a mission, okay? So I hope you guys have an amazing night. Thanks for tuning in. Y'all been rocking with me for 30 minutes and 26 seconds, and I appreciate every second of it. So make sure you share this with somebody. Make sure that you share this on your page, and make sure that you guys share the podcast. Thank you so much. Live intentionally, parent intentionally, and women, make sure that you woman intentionally, okay? See you guys later. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Ladies, if you are in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area, I am hosting a ladies' night out where we will be focusing on prioritizing yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So if you are excited to meet like-minded women, to have some time to yourself, to eat some good food, and to actually prepare in a way that will help you leave with strategies on how to prioritize yourself in your crazy life that we all have, you want to join us for this event. You can go on Eventbrite, type in Ladies Night Out in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and you'll see Eventbrite tickets there. Be sure to join me. We would love to see you there. And I will see you guys in the next episode.